Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like the habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Today's stories, how today's college grads with their fancy degrees aren't ready for on-the-job success, and new tools for promoting yourself on Instagram. Well, we'll start with this. The job market looks fairly promising for this year's crop of college grads, but many of the newly minted degree holders are not poised for success in the workplace. That's what a number of hiring managers are saying. Are you seeing this at your small business? There's a big divide between how the graduates feel and how their potential employers feel about their readiness. Here's Kelly Grant at CNBC.com. Kelly, thought things were lined up nicely for the class of 16.
They do have things pretty well. I mean, when you look at the numbers, the BC employers are expecting to hire more grads than they have in the past, and the salaries are looking pretty good too. But when you look at this idea of who's ready for the workplace, that's where some of this new data from PayScale came in. They were saying it's about almost 9 in 10 college grads say they feel well prepared to start their jobs, but on the hiring manager side, only about half of managers agree. And you know, normally when we talk about surveys, we're talking about like, you know, of 1,000 people. But PayScale looked at almost 64,000 hiring managers. So this is a pretty big sample that's saying, hey, these grads are not as ready as they could be.
Oh my goodness, that's an enormous disconnect. What's at the heart of it?
Well, I mean, the good thing for parents and grads to keep in mind here is we're not telling you that your degree is worthless. A lot of the technical training, yeah, I know, thank God, right?
Yeah.
A lot of the technical training that you've gotten, you know, those skills are there, but managers are saying grads are lacking in a lot of the what they call soft skills that are being ready for the office. They're not great communicators.
Uh-oh.
They don't know how to write the business emails. They don't know how to give a presentation. Their critical thinking skills are not entirely there. They're not great at teamwork. So there's a lot of things like that that, you know, when managers are looking for who's going to fit in well in the workplace and who's going to be able to perform well, that's where grads are falling short.
We're speaking with Kelly Grant, consumer reporter at CNBC.com. She's got a piece entitled Hiring Managers Say Many 2016 Grads Are Not Quite Ready for the Workforce. So the cynic in me says, well, these are millennials who've had their noses buried in their smartphones for the last 4 or 5 years, and that's eroded soft skills. I'm not sure that's fair, though. Is this a standard criticism of all college grads since the beginning of time, or what?
Well, I mean, there's always going to be that disconnect, and you know, you do see it in the PayScale data with, you know, what age is the manager who's talking about it, and millennial managers tend to be a little less critical of these new grads than some of the older managers are, but you also just want to think about, you know, communication styles changing and, like, what is required in the workplace. And also, I mean, there's to some extent, there's always going to be with new grads where they're not really up on these skills because, I mean, how many times have you had to, you know, talk to a client and give a presentation necessarily in school? A lot of this is going to be on-the-job training.
Is there a way that some of these young adults, Kelly, can button up those soft skills? Can you practice somehow?
Well, all the experts are saying, I mean, this is something where if you didn't have a job, these are the skills to focus on, you know, really improving and also showcasing in all of your applications and your interviews if you can, just because that can make the difference between, you know, who's hired and who isn't. If you already have the job, then think about this as a good opportunity to, you know, really talk to your manager, get some feedback, get whatever on-the-job training you can, and almost, you know, mimic whatever communication style your manager has, you know, even if it's not your natural style.
Thanks, Kelly. Kelly Grant at CNBC.com. Coming up next, getting more efficiency from marketing on Instagram.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
If you're looking to grow or relocate your business, there are three numbers you should know. 10, 2000, and 6. 10 stands for Michigan's ranking as a top 10 pro-business state. 2000 is the number of unnecessary regulations Michigan has eliminated in the last 5 years. And 6 stands for Michigan's rank for best entrepreneurial climate. All those numbers add up to the one state that has all that and more, Michigan. Go to michiganbusiness.org to learn more. On the marketing front, Adweek has a story that may be of interest. If you use Instagram to promote your small business, soon you'll be able to see how photos and videos are performing beyond just total likes and views. With a new business dashboard built into the mobile app, brands and advertisers will be able to see impressions, reach, and engagement, along with when users saw posts, and compare those stats with prior weeks. The analytics tool itself is free, but of course Instagram would like you to start paying for ads. Adweek says as a result of the updates, businesses also will be able to turn organic posts that are performing well into actual ads. With the feature, brands can pick their target audiences or allow Instagram to do the targeting. Reminder, by the way, you can get more small business reports on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. And we encourage you to leave feedback on whatever podcast platform you use, like iTunes or SoundCloud. And I use this small business podcast as really a place where ideas can be exchanged. You tell me about your small business and tips you've picked up along the way. Maybe share some mistakes you've made, how and why you got started, and you get free publicity on this podcast. If you'd like to share thoughts or ideas about your small business, send me an email, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Again, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.